In his preface to the CD entitled Psalms from St. Paul's, Christopher Hill wrote, "The Psalms have been sung to the glory of the all-holy, transcendent God in temple, synagogue, and Christian church for century upon century." Although the authorship of individual psalms is never known, in spite of attributions made by well-intentioned scribes, I like to assume that at least some of these songs, or versions of them, were already being sung during the early years of the monarchy. We know that psalms were still widely known during the time of Jesus, for we are told that they sang a hymn after the Last Supper, which some believe might have been part of Psalm 114. Modern churches following the lectionary include the reading from a psalm on any given Sunday, but often not the entire psalm. I have found that our fellowship has tended to favor certain entire psalms over others, and this may not be uncommon in evangelical circles. Consequently, I do not recall hearing all of today's psalm, Psalm 3, ever being read at a worship service. I think it should be read, and often, during these days of worry. Psalm 3 opens by bringing Yahweh up to date on the poet's unspecified enemies, portrayed as those who trouble me, those who taunt me by saying, "His God won't help him." But by verse 3, the poet acknowledges that God is his defender and the lifter of my head, as the one who hears when we call and even protects us while we are sleeping, that is, while we are in a truly vulnerable state. Thankfully, I do not consider anyone an enemy. Maybe I'm just fortunate. But there are situations which cause me to worry, just as much as an enemy might. So that's what I will be thinking of when listening to Psalm 3. These days, we are surrounded by situations that are developing in ways I cannot comprehend. Economists are expressing alarm about the economy, fearing that today's recession may possibly develop into a deep depression. I know people who are already unemployed and had very fragile financial situations, and that is an enemy nobody can see, yet it is frighteningly real. I will be thinking of situations like these as being the enemies the poet is bringing to God's attention, but there are others you may have in mind. In Psalm 3, the poet reminds himself and me that when he called upon the Lord with my voice, God heard. Verse 6 reminds me not to fear anything, easier said than done, but it is nevertheless an ideal goal for me. The graphic imagery of verse 7, with broken cheekbones and teeth and all, is trying to assure me that the enemy will indeed be defeated, totally. For, as we hear in verse 8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord, and thy blessing is upon thy people. Since the choir will be singing the traditional Coverdale translation, the text is included in today's email. I find the choir's words difficult to understand unless I am also reading the text. The echo in the cavernous St. Paul's Cathedral in London surely presents challenges for any recording engineer. We hear the psalm setting, composed by Edward Hopkins, newly appointed by John Scott, who directs St. Paul's Cathedral Choir, with the organist Andrew Lucas being very sensitive to the text's rhythms and meanings.